Hey there, everyone. You're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have music from the games Portal 2 and Earthworm Jim coming up, but right now we're going to hear music from the Hobbit series. J.R.R. Tolkien's first book, The Hobbit, is a young person's introduction to the adventures in Middle-earth. We meet Bilbo, Gandalf, and the dwarves, but also Gollum and the Ring of Power. In 2012, director Peter Jackson set out to make three movies from Tolkien's book. We have music from the second movie, The Desolation of Smaug, and it features English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, who says he's a huge fan of the series. The song is titled I See Fire, and is about dragons, mountains, and brotherhood.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over during suns. If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out, Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. And if we should die tonight, we should all die together, raise a glass of the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire hollow. So I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. Or should my people fold, and surely I'll do the same. Finding mountain holes, we got too close to the flame. Calling out, Father, oh, hold fast, and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollow and soul. I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. And if the night the mountains, I see fire
A beautiful Irish-inspired song there that was I See Fire from the movie The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. It was written and performed by Ed Sheeran. This is Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. We have music from two video games coming up now. First, from the massive puzzler game, Portal 2. Wacky, infinitely fun, and challenging, Portal 2 left off where the first game ended, and it's up to you to escape using your handheld portal device. The music created by Mike Morawski really sets the stage for many of the levels. Here we have a piece of music inspired by one of the greatest Baroque composers, J.S. Bach. The piece is called Machiavellian Bach and features his little prelude in C, along with electronic music. Thank you. What a great use of the music of Bach, and the electronic additions turned Bach almost into a modern-day DJ. That was Machiavellian Bach from the game Portal 2. It was written there by J.S. Bach and Mike Morawski. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. We have time for one more piece of music, and it's from one of the craziest video games ever, Earthworm Jim. Earthworm Jim, as his name says, is an earthworm who's named Jim. He wears a robotic suit which helps him on his space adventures. He's funny, heroic, and sometimes a little bit overbearing, but he has to be one of the most memorable heroes in all video games. We have music from the game titled Banjo Race, which plays during a level where you must avoid an onslaught of asteroids. It's high tempo, which means very fast paced, and is inspired by the music of bluegrass. And now that's what I call a banjo race from the game Earthworm Jim. It was written by Tommy Talarco. I really hope you like that one. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.